Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Lisa with Investor Relations Department of China Telecom. Here, on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our 2013 annual result presentations. This presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section will be hosted by moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone off or set it to vibration mode. First of all, I would like to introduce our management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochuo, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Zhe, President and COO. Madam Wu Andi, Executive Vice President and CFO. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now let's welcome our Chairman Wang to present the company's performance in 2013. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all again and to introduce the company's performance in 2013. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. This will be followed by President Yang and Madam Wu, who will present our business review and financial performance respectively. The highlights of the company's major development in 2013 are as follows. Good progress on corporate development. Revenue structure continued to improve. Revenue and net profit both attained double-digit growth. Mobile business maintained scale expansion. Customer value and scale benefit enhanced steadily. Third, completed the intensive phase of fiber network upgrade in cities as scheduled, which facilitated a continuous growth in broadband and our long-term competitiveness. Fourth, to deploy 4G network appropriately with regard to government policy and business development, building a high-speed and nationwide integrated 4G, 3G networks to increase operating return. Finally, to grab the external opportunity and deepen comprehensive reform, striving to create a new China Telecom. 2013 saw an encouraging trend in revenue and profit growth, both with double-digit increase. Operating revenue reached 321 billion, up 13.6%. Operating revenue excluding mobile terminal sales was 284.1 billion, up 10%. EBITDA and EBITDA margin improved significantly due to substantial saving on mobile network leasing fee during the year after the company bought CDMA assets from the parent company at the end of 2012. EBITDA came to 96.6 billion, up 36.2%. EBITDA margin stood at 34%, up 6.6 pp. Net profit was 17.5 billion, up 17.4%. In 2013, the company continued to deepen strategic transformation and improve its revenue structure with growing momentum. The revenue share from high-growth businesses rose rapidly to 88%, leading to a double-digit growth in revenue, higher than the industry average and the GDP growth. The company actively promoted scale expansion of mobile service, which has become the key revenue driver, accounted for nearly a half of our operating revenue. In 2013, our CapEx was 80 billion, of which 29.4 billion was invested in mobile network, and 50.6 billion in broadband, internet, and others. In 2013, we completed the intensive phase of fiber network upgrade in cities as scheduled, for 3 years, while increasing its investment in the mobile and commencing the deployment of LTE network in hotspot in light of 3G business development and the issue of 4G license. In 2014, CapEx budgeted for mobile and wireline will be 42.3 billion and 38 billion respectively. For mobile, we will deploy 4G network appropriately in accordance with government policy and business development. For our wireline operation, we will mainly invest in carrying networks, broadband access, networks capability enhancement, and for intelligent network and integrated information services. At end of last year, MIIT issued a 4G license. We are deploying one hybrid LTE network of integrated resources strategy to increase investment return and operational efficiency. The company has started rolling out 4G services in nearly 100 major cities since mid-February 2014, with the first batch of 4G data device compatible with TD-LTE standard. The company is applying for the FDD trial license and at the same time focusing on expanding the width and depth of network coverage in key cities to create a high-quality network and accelerating e-serving handset value chain development to assure superior 4G handset service experience and investment return. Dividend is your concern. The Board of Directors recommended to increase dividend for 2013 to 9.5 Hong Kong cents per share, up 11.8% with due regards to shareholders' return, cash flow, and capital requirement for future development. The company firmly advised the deepening reform to further increase its efficiency and return in two aspects. In fundamental businesses, we will carry out market-oriented reform from bottom up with the implementation of subdivision of performance evaluation unit and the promotion of bidding with performance contract to stimulate staff vitality. For emerging businesses, we will fully implement market-oriented reform by open cooperation and leverage complementary resources with partners, while devising and perfecting segregating operating system. We plan to promote shareholding for staff and establish market-oriented management, incentive and control system to enhance competitiveness. Through this means, we continue to perfect the compensation mechanism, increase employees' vitality and corporate efficiency, while continue to create incremental business value to be shared by our shareholders and staff. Looking ahead, we see a bright future. China sees explosive growth momentum in the mobile internet market, with new rooms for development by the issue of 4G licenses and the advent of information services such as cloud computing, big data, and internet finance. We will grab the opportunity and accelerate the development while striving in 5 years to raise the share of revenue from emerging businesses such as data traffic, internet applications, and ICT service, from approximately a quarter now to around a half, and to shape a new China Telecom that continue to create new value for our shareholders. So much for my presentation. Now, Mr. Yang Zhe will give you our business review. Thanks, Chairman Wang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Now, may I present to you the business performance in 2013? The table shows the revenue breakdown and the changes, and I shall give you the specifics. First, mobile. In 2013, taking full advantage of our quality 3G network and services, we rapidly expanded mobile scale while data service operation effectively enhanced customer values. Mobile service revenue reached 113.8 billion, up 22.6%, achieving industry-leading revenue growth. Net addition of over 34 million 3G subs, with total 3G subs over 100 million. Total mobile subs reached 186 million. Mobile ARPU was 54.8, up 1.7%, while 3G ARPU remained steady at 71.5 RMB. Deepened the data traffic operation strategy via terminal-led and applications-driven approaches, resulting in rapid growth in mobile data traffic and revenue. In 2013, 3G handset internet access revenue reached 22.9 billion, up 88%. Average data traffic per 3G handset sub was 180 meg, up 42%. 3G handset internet access ARPU was 23.7 RMB. In 2014, our key initiatives are on two aspects. In rural areas, we will accelerate our development by actively promoting low-end smartphones like RMB 299 smartphone, fully leveraging our 3G network advantages. In city areas, we will provide super fast and high-quality 3G, 4G integrated services with reasonable packages design that will raise the data traffic and revenue while alleviating consumer concern on the usage. Let's look at the fixed line business. In 2013, our wireline had a solid performance. Revenue reached 170.4 billion, up 3.1%. Actively leverage the fiber network and ICT service edges. We accelerated the development of wireline broadband, VAS, and integrated information service and other high-growth services, effectively offsetting decline in wireline voice revenue. At the same time, we continued to strengthen the wireline, mobile, ICT services, and packages to promote bundling and synergy. In addition, the contribution of wireline voice revenues continued to decline, so these are operating risks. On wireline broadband, we managed to maintain good growth despite increasing competition, thanks to our strength in network and service. Wireline broadband revenue reached 70.8 billion, up 6.1%. Total sub surpassed 100 million. In future, we will integrate it with our high-speed 4G, 3G networks for synergies, providing customers with a stable, reliable, high-quality, cost-effective, and complete wireline and wireless high-speed broadband services. In 2013, the company actively expanded WireLineWay as an integrated information services, focusing on key services such as ICT, IDC, and ITU that enhanced the cross-selling with WireLine broadband service. Revenue from WireLineWay as an integrated information services reached 34.3 billion, up 11.6%. ICT, IDC, and ITV service revenue jumped 20%, 32%, and 61% respectively, becoming the drivers of our incremental revenue. In 2013, we stepped up efforts in innovation and collaboration. Initially forming China Telecom Internet business model from portal building, business cluster, and integrated platforms. First, we actively explore for cooperation. Launched over 6 months, WeChat had close to 60 million users, fast becoming our important mobile internet business portal. Second, three business groups, digital entertainment, e-commerce, and information services, were initially formed. BestPay achieved a new breakthrough with transaction value of more than 130 billion. Third, to continue strengthen capability in unified account and location-based service, we accelerated the process of connecting and further opening with the increasingly mature integrated platform as an one-stop shop for development, operation, and marketing. After years of continued strategic transformation, the company has acquired prominent and differentiated advantages. Adhering to the telecom market orientation and differentiation and three new roles, the company developed strong operating advantages driven by our clear and effective strategies and strong execution. An excellent full-service integrated operations capability, together with a leading ICT services and innovative services mindset, constitute our leading edges. We also created a leading network, leveraging the super-fast integrated wireline and wireless access network, as well as the leading IP-based comprehensive fiber backhaul. The company's core competitiveness was further enhanced with these differentiated advantages. In 2014, we will firmly grasp the three key themes: reform and innovation, open cooperation, quality and efficiency enhancement, to further change the mode of corporate development, refine customer acquisition strategy, enlarge platform to create value, and establish internet business type operation model in order to accelerate the development of scale, stimulate the corporate vibrancy, and enhance the efficiency and return. Now we turn to Madam Wu Andy, our CFO, for introducing our financial performance. Thank you, Mr. Yang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce the company's financial performance of 2013. In 2013, our operating revenue was 321.6 billion, up 13.6%. Operating expenses were 294.1 billion, up 12.3%. Net profit was 17.5 billion, up 17.4%. In 2013, while accelerating expansion, we managed to strengthen cost control and improve operating efficiency. The company operating expenses were 294.1 94.1 billion, or 91.5% of revenue, down 1 pp. The key movements are as follows. D&A was 21.5% of revenue, up 4 pp, mainly due to assuming depreciation and amortization of mobile network subsequent to the CDMA network acquisition at the end of last year. Network operating cost accounted was 16.5% of revenue, down 6.8 pp, mainly benefited from the substantial saving of mobile network leasing fee as a result of the CDMA network acquisition. SG&A accounted for 21.9% of revenue, down 0.4 pp, while the total amount was up 11.6%, mainly due to appropriate increase in sales initiative to promote business scale expansion. Cost of mobile terminal store and other accounted for 12.1% of revenue, up 2.8 pp, mainly because the company increased the procurement and sales of Star smartphone at the differentiated price levels. In 2013, the company capex was 80 billion. As resources continue to toward to high growth and high value business and areas. In terms of capital structure, emphasis was still on broadband and internet as well as mobile network, which include the completion of intensive phase of fiber network upgrade in cities in 2011 to 2013, as well as further optimizing of 3G network and timely and appropriately deployment of 4G network. Our financial strength remained healthy with a solid capital structure. At the end of 2013, the company's debt to capital ratio was 28.3% and net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.95. The fundamental remains sound, effectively supporting the sustainable corporate development. In future, the company will further strengthen financial management and improve efficiency. The following is the key initiative. Further enhance the systemic 3-in-1 alignment of budgeting, resources allocation, and performance evaluations based on market dynamics. Further implement subdividing performance evaluation units and highly unified responsibility, authority, and compensation. Third, actively explore financial structure and mechanism to facilitate entry of private capital. Fourth, innovate financial management and system to support strong growth of emerging business. Fifth, strengthen capital and asset management to enhance resources utilization. Through this measure, the company strives to maximize corporate shareholders and customer values. This is the end of our presentation. Thank you.